Good morning, everyone. It's great to see everyone here in church. For those that don't know me, my name's Louise, and I'm the minister here at church. And we've had Abraham, who's leading us through worship this morning, who's part of the leadership team here as well. So we feel really privileged to be here this morning, because what we're going to do for the next few weeks, we've got a new season that's coming in for church. We're going to spend some time thinking about the vision that we set 3 years ago. It's amazing to think about the vision 2025 we set 3 years ago. We're going to spend some time today just looking back and reflecting on all that God has done as a church. And also, for those that are not part of our family, you might be wanting to think about what God has done for you in the last 3 years as well. And then over the next few weeks, as we think about the future, we're going to be looking up, listening to God to see what he wants us to do next in the next season of church life, and also refresh and move our vision forward. So that's the plan for the next few weeks, and today we start. So we're going to start by looking back and giving thanks for all that God has done amongst us over the last 3 years. And we're going to do that throughout the service through prayer, and there's going to be an opportunity to share that Abraham will lead us through in testimony and sharing stories. But before we do that, we're going to bed what we're doing today into the Bible, into a text, and we're going to be thinking about this transition from leadership of Moses to Joshua. So today we're thinking a bit about Moses as he came to the end of his ministry. But the vision for God's people carried on forward, and then the calling of Joshua. And we're going to be thinking about those kind of themes, finishing things, starting new things, and transition over the next few weeks. So today we're looking at Deuteronomy, and then as we move forward over the next 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to be looking at the story of Joshua and God's people moving into the promised land and all the hope that that brought them as God's people. So that's a little bit of a backstory to where we are today, and we're going to look now at Deuteronomy just for a short while, because we want to give lots of space this morning to pray together and also to share stories and to share testimony. So I'm just going to give you a brief reflection on the passage. So Deuteronomy 34:1-10 we've been looking at, we've just heard read to us, and just a few thoughts from me. But as I do that, I'm going to ask you to do one thing at the end of this. I'm going to ask you, as I'm sharing with you this morning, to think about what this passage means for you. One key thing that it challenges you about. And at the end, after I've spoken, I'm going to ask you to share that with the person next to you. So that will encourage you to think about this passage deeply and how that might apply to us or apply to us as a church. So you might hear something as you're listening to the passage this morning and think that's really relevant here for us at Seer Green. So this is a moment in history, isn't it? It's a moment for God's people where huge change is underfoot. We know that they've been brought out of slavery from Egypt. Some amazing things have happened to them as God's people. He's formed them into a group of people, a society, no longer slaves, but his people. He's giving them laws and boundaries and a helpful shape to form their community. The Ten Commandments have been provided to them. But they've also had difficulties during this time, and one generation particularly did not trust God, and for that reason they've been wandering around in the desert. But we've got to this point where things are about to change. There's going to be a big change in leadership, but also the whole focus for God's people, the way they do community, the fact they're moving from being a community on the move and nomads into a place where they're going to settle. So we've reached a point in their history that is quite significant for them. And it finishes here with the end of Moses' ministry. Moses, this incredible prophet and leader of God's people, who God spoke to in power, a man who was vulnerable and weak, who made some big mistakes, but who was also used very powerfully by God, who was part of God's plan. And this passage shows us some key things that I think are really helpful for us as a church as we move into a season of discerning what God is calling us into next. And the first thing I noticed was that we get a glimpse of God's purpose, his plan for his people, as we read this passage. It shows us that God is a God of strategy, that he has plans for his people. He had plans for his people then. He was ready to move them into the next chapter. And it tells us that God has plans for us. Our God is not a God of chaos. He is a God who has strategy and plans that are good, and plans that will fulfill his purpose for our world. And isn't that exciting that we're part of these plans? It's a wonderful insight into God's character, that it's him who holds the future. It's his purposes that will be followed through, his direction, and he involves his people in his plans. And we see all that as we read this passage in Deuteronomy. He speaks directly to Moses about this and about what's going to happen and the fact that it's now time for Moses to step aside, and yet he's got a plan to call Joshua into leadership. God's got a plan to take his people out of the desert and into the promised land. And we're just getting a feel for that in this passage, and we're going to spend some more time looking at that over the next few weeks as we move into Joshua. So that's the first thing. Our God is a God of strategy and planning. The second thing that this passage shows us is that it reminds us that God is faithful. He made promises several hundred years before this to God's people, to Abraham. Do you remember we did the series earlier in the year and we looked at some of the promises, the covenant promises that God made with Abraham? And here again, God is reminding Moses of that plan that he had through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's mentioned in verse 4. So another characteristic of God comes through in this passage, that he is a God of faithfulness. When he promises something, he sees it through. And in this passage, we begin to see the next unfolding of this promise for God's people. God doesn't forget what he promises to his people. He didn't forget the promises that he made to Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. God's people had to wait. They waited a long time for this next unfolding of the promise. But here at this moment, they're going to move forward into the next stage of all that God has for them. The story is going to continue to unfold. And of course, we know it continues to do that, doesn't it, as we follow that through the Old Testament. We look at all that God does and speaks to, the patience he has with his people, the way he challenges them to come back to him. And then we see the coming of our Lord Jesus, all part of this amazing promise that's unfolding. And this bit of the story is the next stage in the promise. Our God is a God who is faithful. There's another thing that this passage shows us. It shows us that things don't stay the same. Moses' time of leading had come to an end, and a new leader is commissioned. It's an interesting passage, this. When I've read it, I've always wondered, it seemed really sad or rotten for Moses that he'd done all that work and he never actually saw the promised land. I don't know, do you read that when you see this passage? Every time I read this, oh, Moses, you did all that work and now you don't actually get to see the final bit. And I was thinking about that as I was reading the passage again, but I just wondered whether there is another way of looking at that. Possibly Moses was being protected from the future. You see, the next bit was going to be really tough. It was going to be very demanding. It was going to require energy. It was going to require possibly youth for the next bit. And Moses had done so much. And I just wonder if God was saying, well done, faithful servant, it's time for you to put aside that responsibility. And it's not all about you, it's about me. It's about God, it's about the Father, it's about Almighty God. And your bit has been done. Well done. And there's this lovely celebration as you look at this chapter of looking back, which is what we're going to be doing today, where God just reminds Moses of all that's happened in his life and all that Moses has been able to achieve in God's name. There's celebration here of the signs and wonders in Egypt, the rescue from slavery, the awesome miracles that God's performed through Moses. It's all in this passage. And Moses can now lift off that huge responsibility of leading God's people and pass it across to the new leader, Joshua, who's got the gifts and the skills for the next part of the season. Things don't stay the same. Things change. But there is a sense here of looking back and giving thanks for all that God has done. So God's purposes and his plans are on the move again. God's people are going to move in a different direction. They're going to move out of the desert into the unknown. They don't know what faces them ahead. And it's a huge shift in direction for them as God's people. They're moving into new challenges and a new environment, and they're adapting to new leadership. But it's exciting. Life doesn't stay still. God's purpose calls them forward into the plans that he has. So I'm going to pause there, and that's my thoughts from this passage. You might have noticed some things yourself as you heard it read, and I'm just going to encourage you to turn to someone next to you and just reflect on one thing maybe that you think that you've heard this morning for you or for the church, or just that's encouraged you or that stood out for you. So just a few seconds, just turn to someone next to you and just share what the passage has said to you. I'm going to encourage everyone to turn to the front again. Just a few thoughts for me. I think particularly learning for God's people, which I think is helpful for us as we look at this passage. There's something around here, around the need for change and not staying still. Something about being thankful for the past and those that have served us so well. There's something in this passage about us needing wisdom as we seek God. For commissioning, a sense of commissioning, what do we do in the next part of the season of our church here? And then finally, something around obedience. God's people were obedient to all that they were being called to do through Moses and Joshua. And I wonder what God is calling us into next. Let me just pray for us. Father God, I just want to give you thanks for this morning. I pray, Father, that as we begin to move into a time of worship and testimony now, that you might just trigger memories for us and experiences and stories that we can share together. Release us into thanks and praise. May we just know your presence with us, your power, your love and care for us and our Sea of Green community. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we begin now to move into a time of sharing together, we're going to start doing this by using it as an opportunity for prayer and for